The Peak 104.1. Good morning. I'm Robin Fox here, joined by special guest Michael Wansley. You might know him better as the Wands. You might know him better as the guy who took your grandpa's clothes. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
We have your performance in Bend coming up very soon at Alive After Five, and we're just so happy to have you. You have a new album out. It's called Wander. And for anybody who hasn't checked it out yet, it has quite a few songs on it that I'm really into. I'm loving the song Get Lucky.
Yeah, I love that song.
You can find all the songs from your album Wander at wandsmusic.com. So for anyone who's interested in picking up the whole album, that is definitely what I'd recommend. You also have a book coming out. It's called The Book of Wands. Explain to everybody what exactly is going to be in this book.
What happened was the person who plays fiddle with the Macklemore Tour and I are pretty good friends, and we were actually heading not far from Bend. We were on our way down to California, and I had an issue back at home trying to deal with and try to put things in perspective. My father taught me this wonderful skill of being kind of a quasi-philosopher.
Okay.
And I told him, you know, one of these phrases, and he goes, wow, do you do that all the time? And I said, yeah, I do. And I told him a few of my dad's phrases, like, son, I can exist in this world without a lot of things. Information is not one of them. And he says, you should put a book, you should tweet about that. And hashtag The Book of Wands was born.
I mean, how soon can we pick up this book?
In September. I'm trying to make some inroads to Amazon and hoping to get it on Amazon so that, you know, it could be available. A credible source for a credible book.
Yes.
From a credible man.
All right. Well, good. Yeah, we'll get everyone linked to it once it's out for sure. And speaking of Twitter, we had some Twitter interaction earlier this year. You
yep.
mentioned that coffee boosts the libido. And
yep.
I had to bite back, and I believe I just replied that it actually just makes me want to run around and vacuum everything. But you fought me on that. Would you say that social media is your guilty pleasure? You're pretty good at it.
Yeah, social media is, you know, I learned this. I didn't have a Twitter account until the day the Macklemore video was done.
Okay.
And, you know, my first experience with it was, you know, first I sent out a test tweet to a guy, and then I tweeted Ben and told him that I had it. And he said, hey, everybody, follow Wands. This is the guy, you know, follow at T. Wands.
Right.
He sings the hook on Thrift Shop. And within a minute, I had 300 followers.
Nice.
That was kind of the thing, the first leg of the tour is who could get the most Twitter followers. And I've been known to, like, mix it up with the crowd. I like going out and talking to people in line and at every show because, you know, I used to be a fan. And
sure.
I respect them and try to do right by them because, you know, being in a position of being an entertainer on any level is the responsibility. There are people who never had the gumption, never had the time to learn how to play an instrument. They admire people who can be up on stage. You know, there are people who just have fear of people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I try to be very respectful with it, and I try to share as much of my time as I can because as a kid, I was exactly like the kids that I see now, is hanging out waiting for an autograph, getting a picture or something like that. It can be a pivotal moment in a kid's life or even an adult's life.
Right.
To have that little interaction. So, you know, I try to do it as much as possible. And if I can't be there physically, well, then the social media provides an avenue to be there, at least in spirit. You know, a conversation is a conversation.
True. Oh, any little bit. I mean, people, they just grasp onto that. And it sticks with them that you gave that 2 minutes of your time to joke back about something. It sticks with them forever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the big thing for me is, you know, I'll post something on Instagram and someone will reply, oh, it would make my life if you followed me.
Right.
Or on Twitter when they say, you know, kids that'll say, it would make my life. And I reply, you know something, you are so worth more than what you tell yourself.
Yeah.
And that's another Book of Wands thing because we tend to, you know, downplay ourselves a lot as humans. So, you know, I try to remind them that you are so much more than you tell yourself you are.
And people can find you on Twitter. Look for T-Wands. It's T-E-E Wands. People take from that and just completely learn from it. So
for some it works, for some it doesn't.
Right.
Your results may vary.
Yes. Now, for those that don't know, home for you is Seattle.
Yes.
What's your favorite spot in Seattle?
I don't really have a favorite restaurant, but my favorite spot, bar none, and I go there at least within 48 hours of being home. Every time we go out and travel, we'll come back. Within 48 hours, you'll find me at a place called Cary Park.
I love Cary Park.
Cary Park, for those of you who don't know, it overlooks the Seattle Center and the Seattle skyline.
Right.
And on really good days, you can see Mount Rainier in
That's
the distance.
Right.
And then you go, as you look to the right, you can see all the shipping terminals and then West Seattle and then out towards Bremerton and Bainbridge Island.